All right. You have to be a fast talker to present at the APHA. It's an excellent, excellent. All of them have been excellent presentations. Our next presentation is about a referral management initiative, an approach to improve and coordinate access to specialty care in a community health center serving public health housing residents. It's our presenter is Ariel Sarmiento, and he is the project manager at the Community Pediatric Programs at Montefiore Medical Center in Bronx, New York. He does evaluation, research, and administers the Referral Management Initiative.
Okay. Thank you. Before I proceed, I'd just like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Alan Shapiro, who is our senior medical director, and also Joe Applebaum, who's a co-worker of mine. I have no relationships to disclose, financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation. Who are we? Well, we are called the Community Pediatric Programs. CPP, as we are called, is a partnership between the Children's Health Fund and Montefiore Medical Center. Montefiore Medical Center is the largest hospital in Bronx, the borough of Bronx in New York City. Basically, CPP has two programs. One serves the homeless population, and the other one serves public housing residents. NYCHB, which serves the homeless population, actually started the Children's Health Fund. It was founded by singer and songwriter activist Paul Simon, together with child advocate Dr. Irwin Red Lenner, and this was founded in 1987. NYCHB actually serves residents of domestic violence shelters and street youth as well in New York City. We have 13 sites, and we either use mobile medical units or some of the domestic violence shelters actually offered a space for us to conduct our clinics. This is our headquarters. We are based in South Bronx. This is, of course, Staten Island. This is the fabulous island of Manhattan. Brooklyn is over here. This is Queens, and this is all Bronx. And we are in the Mott Haven, Hunts Point section of South Bronx. As you can see, our neighborhood is basically comprised of public housing developments. This is our health center, and this is the program that I will actually be presenting on, one of the models for special health initiatives that we have in this setting. The health center, South Bronx Health Center for Children and Families, was started in 1993. It's the one that serves the public housing residents that I told you about. It's a federally qualified community health center. 65% of our patients are public housing residents. Population mostly are, in terms of race, identify themselves as Hispanic. The next one would be blacks, and then who identify themselves as blacks or African Americans. 67% of the population we serve are at or below poverty level. In terms of insurance status, almost 60% actually are qualified for Medicaid. Almost 20%, 17% are uninsured. 5% actually qualify for Child Health Plus, and the remaining 19% have some form of health coverage through their employers. Unfortunately, our population has the lowest educational attainment in the whole of New York City. And in terms of health status, according to a study conducted by the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, our population actually faces the most barriers in healthcare access in New York City across the board compared to any other neighborhood in the city of New York. It has the highest prevalence of adult obesity and diabetes in New York City as well. These are the services that we offer. We offer comprehensive pediatric and primary care. We have about 7 FTEs, full-time equivalents of medical providers. We also have an oral health oral health program. We have a dental program in cooperation with Montefiore Medical Center, our affiliate hospital. The clinic is located like two blocks away from the health center. We also provide women's health. We have a nurse midwife. We have an OBGYN specialist. And it is also an HIV center. We have a board-certified HIV specialist who also practices adult medicine, and he is the center's medical director. We have, in terms of mental health, we have a full-time psychologist, we have a psychiatrist, and we have an LCSW. And then we also offer legal help. So we have we provide legal counseling, particularly in the field of family law and legal health, and that is done in cooperation with the New York Legal Assistance Group. And it's not in the slide, but one of the other services that we have is what I'm really going to talk about, which is the referral management initiative. So we talked about the previous slide. Why do we need a referral management model set in place in our health center? Well, these are the top reasons we have identified why RMI is so important. First of all, there's really very low adherence in kept appointments as far as our patients are concerned, or even if that wasn't the case, there was no way for us to know or track it. We also have a problem of distance to travel to specialty clinics, and coupled with that, of course, related to that would be transportation issues. And then next would be long waits for appointment dates. So the dates between the referral was made and the actual appointment date visit could actually be a barrier. If you could schedule it within 2 weeks, as opposed to scheduling it to like 3 months, whichever is available on the specialty clinics, a simple additional 2 weeks waiting time could actually drop down your adherence rates. Also, we have issues about health insurance coverage. And of course, the medical home model emphasizes that easy access. The medical home model, which the previous presenters have identified, is something that we also strictly adhere to. And it emphasizes that easy access to specialty care is a must if you want to have a working model of a medical home. RMI overview, it was launched in 1997 by the Children's Health Fund through its New York City flagship programs, and that's us, Community Pediatric Programs, in partnership with Montefiore Medical Center, who is our affiliate hospital. The program actually is supported by GlaxoSmithKline through the Children's Health Fund. Our funding comes from the Children's Health Fund, not from GlaxoSmithKline. This is the model that we follow. As you can see, it's very patient-centered. The patient is right at the middle of everything. The whole process is facilitated by a web-based database. We call it the Transportation Referral Management System, which actually the Children's Health Fund's own IT team has developed. Key players would be the primary care provider, of course, because they're the ones that generate the referrals and they're the ones who assess the level of urgency of the consult that the patient needs. Then we have family health workers. We'll talk more about this, folks, because they're very important. They're a very important component in the model. Basically, they're the ones that schedule the appointments, inform the patients about appointments, send them reminders, call them or send them letters. And then they're the ones that provide transportation assistance as well. And then, of course, you have the specialty care provider who basically takes care of the specialty consult. And then they're the ones that, of course, generate the report, which the primary care provider needs to know. In this case, the family health worker is key to relaying this information back to the primary care provider. Staff, we have 3 dedicated referral workers. Montefiore Medical Center's HR policies actually calls this position as family health workers. So their item is called family health workers. They each have specialized focus. One focuses on pediatric referrals. Another one focuses on adult referrals. One who is actually the most senior concentrates on women's health referrals and special referrals as well. There are always special referrals that come up, such as, you know, intensive case management of patients. 2 of them are bilingual. The other one is not, but she could basically understand Spanish as well. When I mean bilingual, that would be English and Spanish. But they are all knowledgeable in New York City's and New York State's insurance issues. Let's talk a little bit about the database that we use to manage our referral management model. It is not an electronic health record system, so it is not an EHR, but it is a tracking database, and it's web-based. So it does have capabilities to be linked with an existing electronic health record that you have. Basically, patient records and referrals generated out of primary care visits can actually be exported to TRAMS. And we could, there is a link that's actually built in. And depending on how soon data is updated, information is real time. It is an end-to-end solution to all logistics of referral management, from referral tracking to appointment scheduling. And communication between the family health workers and patients are recorded. Each of the communications that happens is recorded, whether it be phone calls, reminder letters. It's actually tracked in the database. Actually, reminder letters are generated with a click of a mouse. You can actually generate a reminder letter, which comes out in PDF format and is just print out and mailed to the patients. All aspects of transportation assistance are tracked. It also has a very useful built-in reporting function, so it's ideal for staff evaluation. Say, for instance, you want to look at productivity of your staff, how many referrals they made, how many appointments they made, how many referrals are sitting in their desks without any appointments scheduled for yet, things like that. And then PCPs, or the primary care providers, can also use the system to basically track their own patients and the referrals that they themselves have generated. This is the digital dashboard. This is the page that appears after logging in. This is, by the way, the sandbox program. It's a training environment. It's set aside for testing and playing around, and it's we have dummy patients over here, and it's HIPAA compliant. So you can actually, these are the tabs that are available. You can actually search patients by name, by their referrals, by their appointments. New is actually the create tab if you want to create new patients. But if this is linked with your electronic health record system, really there's no need for you to create new patients because the records actually get exported. We have administrative functions, and that's basically for editing. It can be customized according to your needs. For instance, if you're a UDS grantee or you have to report for UDS, you could basically tailor-make categories such as race according to how you need it. And it's available in the admin function. The report function also, we'll talk more about the report function, but this is actually the tab to go to it. So the objectives that we have for this model is to, basically, it's all these objectives are meant to address all the issues earlier that we have identified, why we need an established referral management model. So coordinate and manage referrals for children and their families, not just children. We are a pediatric-focused program, but we do realize that if we're going to help out our kids, we have to help out their families as well. Another objective is to increase the percentage of children seen by a specialist and achieve and maintain appointment adherence rate of about 60 to 70%. We're actually within our target rate. This is just a little information on the patient population that we serve, basically a snapshot in 2007. We had 5,410 unique patients, and out of those, 30,933 visits were actually made. Out of those visits, 3,439 referrals were created. See, we could track everything because of the database. And then the total number of appointments that were generated out of those referrals totaled to 4,553. Now, appointments would be more than the referrals, of course, because one referral can actually generate several appointments, such as follow-up visits to the cardiologist. You know, we help our patients go to not just the initial visit, but until everything, until the referral is closed. That's the term we use. 5,000, so 90% of our specialty consults were sent over to Montefiore Medical Center. It's very accessible via a subway ride from our health center. And also, we tracked 5,199 transportation arrangements, mostly round trips, and they were facilitated by the RMI team, the family health workers. 99% of the transportation assistance we gave were via the New York City subway Metro cards. So a Metro card would be $4 worth, and you know, one-way trip is $2, so it's a round trip Metro card. So this is the rates of appointment adherence, and we're looking at 2005, 2006, and 2007. As you can see, we're making modest progress, but still, it's really going up, and we can really track everything. This evaluation period covers 3 years because this is when the web-based tracking database was actually launched. The first version was launched in 2005, and version 2 was launched just in April in 2008. So, in conclusion, making referral management as part of the daily process of a health center is key to making this initiative a success. So it needs to be institutionalized. Having an electronic database improves efficiency in the logistics of tracking everything. And since it is electronic, all information are easily retrievable. For purposes of analysis, for those of you who do data analysis, raw data can be extracted and dumped into any statistical software, such as SPSS, SAS, Sudan, Stata, even GIS, because the complete address, mailing address of the patients are updated. So you could actually get that information. And all the reports are actually in Excel spreadsheet format, which is very easily transportable to statistical programs. It's good for tracking accountability, self-assessment for process evaluation, and also reporting numbers to funders, as well as to look at improved intermediate outcomes. Again, this is not an electronic health record, so you cannot really look at health impact. Maybe you could look at intermediate outcomes, but if you really want to look at the impact on health outcomes, you have to tie it in with the information you have in the electronic health record. It is important to have dedicated staff to manage this because it ensures accountability, and they also build professional relationships with patients. They have really great relationships with their patients. They're almost like really friends, and you know, everybody is friendly to each other and very professional. So if you're interested in TRAMS, it actually operates on an open source platform, so it's basically free. You only need a computer and internet connection. Any speed will do. And you need a Mozilla Firefox browser because it's the only HIPAA-compliant internet browser actually out there. Training is also provided via WebEx, so there's no cost in travel or whatever. If you're interested, you can see me after the presentation, and I could give you the contact information. Thank you very much.